last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, welcome to Arabic English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior, in which we discuss all the essential key points regarding the concept of Mahdawiyya and the last savior of humankind, Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. And for today's episode, we're privileged to have the Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi, with us. Assalamu alaikum, doctor, and glad to have you here.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours. Okay, dear listeners, today we are going to continue the discussion that we've already started previously on the last savior. We were talking about the governance of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. We talked about religion, and we talked about the justice part of his political governing. And still, there are some points, I guess, that are remaining from the justice perspective of the governance of Imam Mahdi to hear from Dr. Karimi.
We talked about different points regarding justice of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, especially the economic justice of the Imam. Let me just share one narration from the Prophet. As I mentioned, when we talk about the fact that at that time, we do not have poor people anymore, one of the reasons is the justice of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the effect it has on the people to act upon justice. And the second point is that at that time we have so many blessings which were not there before.
Yeah.
Let me just share one narration in this regard and to show how great that world would be after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And may Allah include us among the people who would be present at that time.
Inshallah.
The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, يَتَنَعَمُ أُمَّتِي فِي زَمَنِ الْمَهْدِ نِعْمَةً لَمْ يَتَنَعَمُ قَبْلَهَا قَتْ. My nation, the Muslim nation, after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, are so blessed with divine blessings that it is for the first time in the whole history of mankind. It
of
is
course.
Unique. يُرْسَلَ السَّمَاءُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا. So the rain of mercy falls upon the people. وَلَا تَدَعُ الْأَرْضُ شَيْئًا مِنْ نَبَاتِهَا إِلَّا أَخْرَجَتْهُ. The earth will reveal all the plants which are possible to be planted.
There'll be so much of abundance.
Exactly. So this is, as I mentioned, there are many hidden territories nowadays that we are not aware of. And the narrations tell us that at that time, not only we have such blessings like rain and agriculture, but those hidden treasures would be also revealed by Imam Mahdi
alayhi salam.
Exactly. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has enough properties, and that is why this is another point that help him and help all the other people to act upon justice when it comes to economic justice, to distribute properties among the people
equally,
and to make all the people rich enough. So much so that, as I mentioned in narrations, tell us that you cannot find any person, even for the sake of charity. With that, we may finish our discussion regarding justice as one of the features of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Now that we have finished the religious aspect and also the political aspect, economical aspect, and we talked about justice, now we come to the point that it is going to be a sort of universal governance. which seems to be very unimaginable.
That's the point. And I think in one of the previous sessions you called it utopia. This is the real utopia that people are looking for. And one of the reasons is that we do not have such differences among the people in terms of the borders and different countries and so on and so forth. We do not need to get a passport and visa to go to other parts of the world. So after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all these differences cease to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. We have only one government. And imagine this world with all these different countries are ruled only by one divine holy man, an infallible person who is acting upon justice.
And so, I guess the whole story is about the readiness of people and the insight they're going to have when the Imam is going to reappear.
This is the point that is referred to in some of the narrations that people, I mean, most of the people are exhausted before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They have tested all the isms. They have tested all different sorts of, types of governance. And that is why when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring this notion, as I mentioned before, it's very unlikely for, truth-seeking people not to believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
And we would come to a point in this world in which all the people are longing for the Savior. Mm-hmm. So when he comes, they would be so submissive.
Yeah, and that is why we believe that only few people, which we may call it today superpowers, would resist Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We may not think of lay people, normal people, truth-seeking people to resist against Imam
Mahdi alayhi salam. Because they are the deprived ones.
Yeah. And even they may be rich, but they are exhausted of the systems. Yeah. And all these, because you might be rich, but you suffer
don't
by...
don't have a sound to talk.
And you may suffer by seeing other people to be poor.
Yeah.
So... and one of the points is that that government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is universal. We have only one leader for the whole world, although in some of the narrations, for example, logically speaking, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his center or his headquarters might be one of the cities like Kufa, as mentioned in some of the narrations, but he will rule the whole world. Of course, as I mentioned before, he's in need of many governors and rulers and agents to be sent into different countries and cities. But the point is that we have only one Islamic government. In one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, يُفَرِّقُ الْمَهْدِي أَصْحَابَهُ فِي جَمِيعِ الْبُلْدَانِ Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will send his companions to different cities, وَيَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ And he orders them to act upon justice and goodness. وَيَجْعَلَهُمْ حُكَّامًا فِي الْأَقَالِيمِ And he will select them and appoint them as the rulers of different regions. وَيَأْمُرُهُمْ بِعَمْرَانِ الْمُدُنِ And he orders them to develop the cities. So even all the agents at that time will act upon the orders of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In another narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, وَيَبْعَثُ الْمَهْدِي جُنُودَهُ إِلَى الْآفَاقِ Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will send his armies, his people to different corners of the world before, of course, establishing that one government. وَيُمِيتُ الْجَوْرَ وَأَهْلَهُ And they will, remove the oppression and the people of the oppression. And finally, تَسْتَقِيمُ لَهُ الْبُلْدَانِ All the people of different countries will be submissive to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, in many narrations, we are told about the fact that the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is all-inclusive, it is universal, like the narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, in which he says, يَبْلُغُ سُلْطَانُهُ الْمَشْرِقَ وَالْمَغْرِبِ The governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reaches the east and the west of the world, meaning that it is only one leader ruling the whole world. Abu Basir, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that I asked the Imam, وَمَنِ الْقَائِمْ مِنْكُمْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ O the Imam, who is the Qa'im among you, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, referring to his son, Musa, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, said that هُوَ الْخَامِسُ مِنْ وَلْدِ إِبْنِ مُوسَى He is the fifth offspring of my son, Musa. Mm-hmm. Imam Kazim is the seventh Imam. And Imam Mahdi is the
12th Imam.
12th Imam, which means that he is the fifth offspring and child of Imam Kazim alayhi salam. And then the Imam continues to explain more about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. يَغِيبُ غَيْبَةً يَرْتَابُ فِيهَا الْمُبْتَلُونَ. Another prediction by one of our imams about the time of the major occultation that we are going through. He will have an occultation so much so that some people will have a kind of doubt regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and regarding his occultation. Then Yuzhirullahu Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal him, referring to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. فَيَفْتَهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through him will open the east of the world and the west of it.
Yeah.
Again, referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will rule the whole
world. All the earth is going to be his territory.
Exactly. We have another interesting narration that it seems that it is referring to one of the, contemporary types of technologies, and maybe people in the past could not understand in its narration in its proper sense of the word. In this narration, the Imam says, أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَنَاهَتِ الْأُمُورِ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. When all the affairs are given to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, referring to the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, رَفَعَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى كُلَّ مُنْخَفِضًا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. God raises every low point of this earth for him, وَخَفَضَ لَهُ كُلَّ مُرْتَفَعًا, and lowers every high point for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So it doesn't mean that the earth becomes flat. So it's not, spherical anymore.
Logical.
It's not referring to that.
Yeah.
It's not possible. Maybe this is referring to the fact that this is a kind of metaphor referring to the fact that through technology, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is able to watch the whole world as if there is no high point, there is no low point.
Yeah.
Everything is just clear for him. He's able to
visible.
See the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the past, people thought that it's a kind of miracle, but nowadays we know that it is very possible through technology. So the Imam says that there is no high point for the Imam and low point, meaning that Imam is able to see the whole world.
All the corners of the world are available for him.
Exactly. حَتَّى تَكُونَ الدُّنْيَا عِنْدَهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّاحَةِ. So much so that the whole world for him, for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, would be like the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And Imam says, فَأَيُّكُمْ لَوْ كَانَتْ فِي رَاحَتِهِ شَعْرَةٌ لَمْ يُبْصِرْهَا. If there is one hair on your palm, is it possible for you not to see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
The same is the whole world
Very
in the sight
nice.
Of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. He is watching the whole world.
So nothing is hidden from
nothing
him.
Nothing is hidden from him. So it seems that it's very possible through modern technologies and the later technologies which would be revealed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And of course, there is another possibility that it's a kind of miracle of the Imam. But it seems that based on today's technologies, it's not very far from thinking that it's done through a kind of technology. It's not in need of
course.
Any miracle to be performed by Imam Mahdi.
Yeah, nowadays it's very much relatable because
exactly.
you sit in a corner and then the entire world is in the palm of your
and
hand.
Not only the entire world, nowadays we are able to watch the other planets
exactly.
to some extent.
Yeah. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I wish we could be able to survive until that day in order to see that utopia, dear listeners.
And of course, we believe in the concept of Raj'a, the fact that some dead people would be revived after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so we can be hopeful of being among those people.
Among those
well.
People, those very lucky people.
Yeah.
So thank you, dear listeners. Stay tuned for other episodes.